This is the Word of Faith Netcast, and I'm glad you could join us once again. I know it's been a while since we had a netcast. It seems like I'm always saying that. I don't mean it to be so long between netcasts, but this time we had a problem that I had to deal with, and that was that I was laid up for a while. I have yet to fully, completely recover, but I am 1,000% better than I was, and that is from a fall that I took in January of this year, and apparently pinched a nerve, and it put me up in bed for basically a month. I missed a month and a week or so of work, and basically recovering. I'm in the process of recovering, and I tell you what, I've learned some things through this process. You know, it hasn't been that many years ago. Brother Kenneth Copeland had an issue with his back and had to deal with it and believe God for it. And of course, his was much worse than just a pinched nerve. Although I tell you what, pinched nerve bad enough. I tell you, when you're laying in bed, rolling around in pain, oh, it's just, there's nothing that seems like, can comfort you. It's just terrible. And I've talked to other people that have had back issues that say the same thing. It's really, really bad. But I tell you what, concentrating on how it feels, concentrating on how bad it may seem, is exactly the wrong thing. That's what I want to talk to you about in today's netcast. Now, before we go much further, let me give you an update on our faith project that we've been. I've got my own faith project with receiving my healing, praise God. Woo. But we've also had a faith project for the ministry, and that is speakfaith.tv. Now, we've added Pastor John Hamill from Hyannisport, Massachusetts. His program is now on SpeakFaith TV, and you can go to that address, www.speakfaith.tv. I've got it here on the lower third so you can see it. And I'd encourage you to check out Pastor Gary Price's program, Pastor Hamill's program, and of course, this netcast. First of many that are going to be on speakfaith.tv, and I'm excited about that. I talked to Pastor Price. He said that his church is going to get involved in financing the speakfaith.tv project as well, become part of that. You can become a part of it if you'd like to go to our ministry website, which of course is wofm.org. Click on the Donate to the Ministry button, and when you do that, you'll be able to contribute to the speakfaith.tv project. It's going to cost $995 to buy that software so that we can have unlimited viewers on speakfaith.tv. Right now, we can only have a maximum of 10. Minimum, obviously, zero, but a maximum of 10 that can watch speakfaith.tv. And, of course, we want to expand that greatly, praise the Lord. So we want to go to an unlimited license, and we're just believing for that need to be met. Amen. All right, let's talk about this issue that I run across while believing to receive my healing for this pinched nerve issue. And that is, you're laying in bed, you're dealing with the emotion of being bedfast. And I have never been there. I tell you, this is a new experience for me. But it's very frustrating because you want to get up, you want to go to work, you want to do the things that you normally are expected to do and want to do, and you can't do anything. You start getting down, you start getting depressed, you start getting morose, grumpy, and you fuss. Well, that's not your attitude if you are in an attitude of faith. Amen? What kind of attitude should we have? Well, you may be familiar with Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. I've got it here on eSword, which is my electronic Bible, e-sword.net. If you want to download it, it's absolutely free. And of course it says in Nehemiah 8:10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I tell you, when you're laying in bed, you feel like you don't have any strength. You don't have anything to be joyful about. Well, the first thing you have to understand is joy is not an emotion. A lot of people think it is. They think joy as an emotion. But biblical joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen? It is a fruit of the Spirit. And what do we know about fruit? Fruit grows. We'll get into that here in just a few minutes. But the thing is, if you look at joy as an emotion, then you'll say, well, I'll never have any strength because I don't have any joy. I just feel so bad. Well, feelings don't enter into joy because joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. I'm going to drive that home, that joy is a fruit of the Spirit and fruit grows. Now, I've heard the old excuse or the old adage, if you will, by a lot of people that say, you know, Dr. Bill, I know a lot of people that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoken in other tongues, and I know people that haven't and are even against it. And the people that haven't and are against it seem to be better Christians, more spiritual than those Spirit-filled tongue talkers. Well, they're comparing apples to oranges. And it's kind of interesting that we're using that analogy of apples and oranges. Those are fruits. Fruit grows. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost instantly. You can speak in tongues instantly. But fruit has to grow. And a Christian that's been in the Lord for years and years and years, Spirit-filled or not, can have the fruit of the Spirit growing in their life. Now, a Spirit-filled Christian, praise God, they're going to have the fruit of the Spirit too over time as the fruit grows. Amen? Do you see that difference? Fruit grows. So you develop the joy of the Lord. You develop the fruit of the Spirit. Now, let's read a little bit from the Scripture about this aspect of the joy of the Lord. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now notice in these next few scriptures how the joy is linked to the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Where does the joy come from? The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's a fruit of the Spirit. All right. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord. And this is 1 Thessalonians 1:6. Having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost. Notice how joy is linked to the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit comes into play by the Holy Ghost working with your human spirit and developing this fruit of the Spirit. You have joy in the Holy Ghost. So you need to lean to the Spirit. You need to lean to the Holy Ghost in order to fully receive what God's got for you in this empowering joy of the Lord. Now, why is this important? Let's go back. Let's stop a minute from the Scriptures we've been reading from the New Testament. Go back to the book of Nehemiah. I want to show you something about what it says here from Nehemiah 8:10. He says that we should not be sorry. The word sorry here is the Greek word, Hebrew word, we're in the Old Testament, Hebrew word alstab, which means to carve, to fabricate, to fashion in a bad sense. Worry, pain, and anger. Now, like I said, laying there in bed, worry, pain, anger. Oh, man. Seems like all you want to do is moan and groan and gripe and complain. That's your natural tendency. Well, it says not to be sorry, but to have the joy of the Lord. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So what is this joy that he's talking about here? Let's look at that definition. The word joy is the Hebrew word kedval. It means gladness and joy or rejoicing. We are to be rejoicing in our Christian life. And it is our strength. Now, what's the word strength here? This is very interesting. The word strength here is ma'oz in the Hebrew, and it means a fortified place, like a castle. A fortified place. Figuratively, a defense, a force, or a fort. We can put it this way, a fortified, defensible fort. Now, Satan is trying to attack you. He tries to attack me, in this case, with a backache, with pain, with a pinched nerve. That's an attack. So what do I need? I need to be in my fortified, defensible fort. What is that? The joy of the Lord, which is my strength, my fortified, defensible fort. So I get in that fort, I close the door, and I don't let him in. He may send fiery darts, but they'll bounce right off of that defensible fort. Amen? That's what you got to stay in, is the joy of the Lord. Now let's go back to our New Testament scriptures I was reading and look at a few more. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit, which is what we were talking about, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The joy from the Lord is a spiritual fruit that grows in the Christian's life. Philippians 1:25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all your furtherance of the joy of your faith. Joy of your faith. When you operate in faith, it increases joy, which is your strength, your fortified, defensible castle. Amen. Your fort. Praise the Lord. All right, let's keep reading. James 1:2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers tests, trials, and tribulations, and temptations. These temptations and tests that come try your faith. But what do you need to do? Count it joy. Now, it's not joy for these things to come, but you need to count it joy. You need to attack it with joy. You need to get behind that defensible fort of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, your defensible fort. 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen you love, and whom though you now see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Your joy can be full of glory. What's the glory? The glory is the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. The glory is the manifestation of the anointing of God. Praise God. Unspeakable joy. 1 John 1:4, and these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. We write these things in the scripture that your joy may be full. You get joy from being in the Word of God. Stay in the Word. That will increase your joy. That will cause that fruit to grow. And then finally, 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. What's the truth? Jesus said, thy word is truth. When you're in the Word, you grow in the Lord. When you're in the Word, joy comes. How do you develop the fruit of joy? Get in the Word of God. How do you conquer these things that come against you? Get in the Word of God. How do you operate when you're under such pressure like I have been? You get in the Word of God. I've been listening to WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio, immersing myself in the Word. This has been a time when I couldn't go to church. I was bedfast. What did I do? I stayed in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. And that will increase your joy level, which will fortify your life against the attacks of the devil. Amen. Praise God. I trust you're seeing some important truths from this teaching that we're doing today, because you need to lean to the things of the Spirit. You need to operate in the things of the Spirit, and you need to live in the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Amen? All right. Well, I'd love to hear from you. You can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries, and that's at P.O. Box 5213 High Point, North Carolina. Has been a while since I've done a netcast, Dad. No, 5213 High Point, North Carolina, 27282. Of course, you can always write me here at my email address, drbill@wfm.org. Join us every week on the radio broadcast, the Word of Faith broadcast on wfr.org. Also, join us next time here on the Spirit of Faith netcast. If you feel led to contribute to the SpeakFaith.tv project, do that and tune into SpeakFaith.tv. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.